Hey, are you a dog trainer? You have a little dog training business. You are going to starve. You don't even know it. You're already dead. You don't even know it yet. You're going to starve with your dog training business model. I talk to a lot of dog trainers every day. You know, they contact me to help them promote their dog training business, to help them get more leads with our Google AdWords Done For You management service. And in addition to that, we also run ads which direct people to a landing page, ads to dog trainers where they fill out information about their dog training business. And I'm literally shocked at how many dog trainers are charging $300 per dog and charging something like $800 for 1 month's board and train. I've talked to just two people in the last 24 hours. Charge $800 for 1 month of board and train. Those numbers don't make sense. Those are not numbers that can allow you to have a life and have a business and to grow and to invest in advertising. It just doesn't work. What's happening is too many of you people are watching the wrong people. You're looking at that old guy who's been training dogs for 50 years and hasn't read a book on marketing since 1968, if ever. And he doesn't know anything. And maybe he's retired. He has a pension. He doesn't have to live off of what he's doing. And that guy's charging $400 a dog. And you're saying to yourself, I can't charge $2,000 a dog. I'm in this area. And the funny thing is, that's what everybody says. Everybody has an excuse for why they can't charge what they're worth because their area is different. Okay. There are very, very few markets that are actually different. Everybody wants to think that their markets are different. And in the beginning, you know, when we first started running Google AdWords for people, I kind of fell into this as well. And I get the mindset because I've been there myself. You know, I've been there with my own dog training business, especially when we set up a company here in Reno. In the beginning, you know, I was thinking, wow, maybe it's just different here. You know, it's you can buy a whole house for what you could only like rent a parking space for in Los Angeles. This is a different market. You don't have the disposable income, et cetera, et cetera. All the lies that you tell yourself about why you can't charge what you really deserve, what you're really worth because you're in this market or because your competitors are doing this. Well, I can tell you that in most markets, like unless you're way out in the sticks and your entire service area is only 10,000 people, and even then I could point to you to point some to some examples of people who are doing it even in those types of environments. But in pretty much every market, you can make a living as a professional dog trainer and not competing on price. If you're competing on price, there will always be somebody cheaper and who will give them like whatever they ask for at the basically the minimum wage. It's a race to the bottom. You cannot compete on price. You must compete on value. People will pay top dollar if they're getting value for their money. And I'm going to give you a quick example of this. I drive my ass way far out of town when we're going to leave the dog at a kennel. If we're going to travel overseas and be gone for more than a few days, I drive like 45 minutes outside of town, get lost. It's way out in the country. But the reason I do it, and the reason I actually pay the same amount of money to those people as I would to the high-priced vet clinic right down the street where I don't have to drive out in the country and get lost, is because number one, they demonstrate to me that they're not just a business. They actually love animals. They actually do it for altruistic reasons, and they run a rescue for mastiffs and stuff. And in addition to that, I know that my dog's going to be well taken care of and well loved because they're passionate about what they do. But also the wife cooks chicken breasts for all the dogs. On top of the kibble, they also get chicken breast. And I think it's just phenomenal. I mean, so I'm willing to pay more. Pay in terms of driving way the hell out into the country and also pay the same amount of fee and then pay the additional gas and my time and everything else because they're delivering more value. And that's how you need to position yourself. I can tell you in this industry, on average, you know, most dog trainers that know what they're doing are charging about $2,000 for a 2 week board and train, about $3,000 for a 3 week board and train. I talked to a woman last night who's Now she's in a very expensive market, so not all of you may be able to get away with charging quite this much, but she is doing private lesson programs for $3,000, and that's her average. She has programs that are even more expensive than that. And that's what you need to do if you want to make a living at this business. If you want to stop struggling and you want to get to a point where you're not starving, you need to be charging professional rates for your services. If you're charging what Petco and PetSmart are charging, if you're looking at them to get an idea as to what you should be charging, you're looking in the wrong direction. You want to look the other way. You want to look at the guys who, in your area, who have successful businesses, who are charging top dollar for their service, and then you need to charge the same and deliver a little bit more value even, make it an even better offer for them, and compete at the top tier in order to grow your business. You're gonna get the same amount of clients. I know it's scary. I know it's kind of like, whoa, wait a minute, I'm having trouble signing clients at $600. How the hell am I gonna sign a client at $2,000? It's scary. And you're probably gonna have to set aside a little bit of extra money. If you're already kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel, maybe you need to get a part-time job to help, you know, keep things going until you can test your price points and get stuff figured out. But if you wanna grow, if you wanna put a little bit of money towards advertising, if you wanna bring on an employee or two, a receptionist to help you answer the phone, you have to charge premium prices. Because after you subtract all the taxes and the licensing and the insurance and the employee and the advertising, charging $600 a dog just ain't gonna cut it. Hey, I'm Adam Katz for dogtrainertoolbox.com. You know, if you're lying in bed at night wondering, how do I get my dog training business to the next level? I have found that Google AdWords is one of the best ways to grow your dog training business, because people are going to Google to actively search for what it is that you have to offer. The problem with Google AdWords is that it's insanely complicated, it's insanely competitive, and if you're not constantly on the cutting edge as to what the latest changes are and the latest strategies, you can blow through a lot of money really, really quickly. What I do with my company, Browning Direct, is we offer a 100% done-for-you Google AdWords management service. All you have to do is worry about answering the phone, because every day, every week, every month, your phone is going to be ringing with desperate dog owners looking for exactly the type of services that you offer. If that sounds interesting to you, if you want to learn more about, you know, some of the metrics and, you know, some of the typical return on investment, ad spend budget you should look at going into for your market, the management fee, all that kind of stuff, and also read about some success stories from some of our other clients, head on over to dogtrainertoolbox.com. In the upper left-hand corner, you're gonna see a box that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Read through that page, and at the bottom, if it makes sense, there's a link to my calendar app. You can book a free 30-minute phone conversation with me so that we can get on the phone and find out if what we're doing with Google AdWords would be a good fit for helping you grow your dog training business. I'm Adam Katz for dogtrainertoolbox.com. Talk to you soon, guys.